Good morning, Mark, and thank you for having me.
Now, fires at this time of year, and certainly the weather the last couple of days, we tend not to sort of think of fires as top of mind, but of course there's a lot more to fires than just in the bush, and in particular homes. And I was interested to find out that kitchen fires are a very common phenomenon.
Yes, yeah. On average, there are 3,000 house fires in Victoria each year, and most could be prevented, and most of those fires start in the kitchen. And many fires can be caused by cooking that has been left unattended, such as deep fryers, fry pans on the stove, anything like that.
Yeah, that's interesting. You know, I would never walk away when things are cooking. I mean, I just, and in fact, I hate that, you know, if you've got to leave something in the oven for a few hours or whatever, if something's cooking slowly. But I guess, just more vigilance is required.
Yeah, well, a lot of us multitask. I know I do. I have a tendency to put on a casserole or something and walk away. And I know when my children were little, they'd come up to investigate what was for dinner and sometimes leave a tea towel too close to the stove or paper towel too close to the stove, and that's where the fires can start.
Yeah, yeah. Well, see, you know, that's all right for you, Kimberly, because you said you can multitask. You're a woman. Look, you're talking to a single middle-aged bloke. I mean, I've got no chance of multitasking. Come on. But, yeah, no, I've had where oil has dripped, and thankfully I had a lid on the saucepan, bit of oil dripped, boom, flames came up, but I was able to put the lid back on it and extinguish them that way. But that was scary too.
Yeah, well, a lot of people don't understand that by putting a lid on and stopping the air getting to the flames, you know, when you've got an oil fire, they don't understand that you just put a lid on it or cover it. Many people still think to throw water on it, which intensifies the fire.
Yeah.
So it's really a good idea to go to a hardware store, pick up a fire blanket. Sometimes I think they're around $7 each, and put one in your pantry or on the back of the kitchen door or somewhere, you know, not real close to the stove, but just off to the side in the kitchen where you can grab it quickly and throw it over the fire and smother it very quickly. You know, quickly. And it's a good idea to teach your children also how to extinguish a fire that's on the stove.
Yeah. I guess the other thing too is that aside from the kitchen, like being cold now, more open fires, even outside, fire pits, this sort of stuff, just got to have your head screwed on, don't you?
Oh, you do. I know where I live, a lot of people have been burning off piles of rubbish and things like that in their backyards. And we've had some get out of control. And you really do need to check your local government legislation as to whether you can have fire in your backyard.
Yeah.
And, you know, fire pits that are used for cooking or heating are allowed if they're the small contained ones. But some people go to the extreme and have a big fire pit in their backyard with seats and that around. But you have to check your council regulations first before you light them up, because they can get out of control.
Now, I believe on your website you've got some top tips, safety tips for particularly in-house fires or fire safety.
Yeah. So on the CFA website, there's a section called Plan and Prepare, and has a lot of information about fire safety around the home and electrical power boards and that sort of thing, things to check around the home. And our top safety tips for preparing for winter would be: book a licensed gas fitter to check your gas heater if you have one. Check chimneys, flues and fireboxes for cracks, rust and debris. Check electrical blankets for kinks in the wiring, because that can start fires. Clean the lint, clean the lint filter in your dryer, and continue to do this after every use. So a lot of people forget that lint builds up in your dryer, and that actual lint can heat up in the dryer and start a fire. Check appliances for visibility of frayed or damaged wiring. And also we suggest people go onto the CFA public website, and there's a home fire safety checklist on there. And it's a really good little interactive survey you can do to see where you sit on the fire safety spectrum, I suppose. And it gives you tips on what to do and what you can't, you know, what not to do and what to do to prepare your house for fire.
Yeah.
And the other thing I'd like to suggest is people prepare their family for the instance of a fire. So do a home fire safety escape plan with your family and practice it. So everyone in the house, whether it's friends in a share house or elderly parents living with you in their home or your children, they know how to escape the house if there is a fire.
Yeah, makes perfect sense. Hey, Kimberly, always good to chat. Thank you for that. And the website, if people want to visit it?
Yeah, it's cfa.vic.gov.au.
Terrific. Kimberly, thanks for joining us.
No worries. Thank you so much.